Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and I am very happy to welcome back to the show one of our first repeat guests, Trisha LaChica. Welcome to the show, Trish.
Thanks, Damon. Thanks for having me.
So it's kind of neat too because Trish was one of our more recent guests, but God's been doing a lot in her and speaking to her a lot. So she does have another thing that God's been highlighting to her recently. So Trish, can you share about what God's been highlighting to you?
Yes, and I will try not to repeat because I don't remember what I said the first time, but I do want to talk about passion. Do you want to say something?
I forgot what I was going to say. No.
Okay, interrupt me again when you remember. So I had a huge passion for the Bible and loved it, started a YouTube channel, and lo and behold, I started to lose passion. And it was last summer, so I mean, literally, I'm coming up on a year, right, of missing that passion for the Bible, because when I read it, I'm just like, it's a chore. So I am finding that I love a good old slap in the face from God sometimes, that reality check. Mm-hmm. So I signed up for BSF, which is a women's Bible study weekly, and they give you homework every day, and you have to do it, and then you talk about it on Wednesday morning. And so I am happy to announce that I am back into the Bible, and I am even happier to announce that I still have no passion. So right now I'm in this is work, and I know for a fact my obedience is my favor. Like, favor is on me because of my obedience and doing something I don't want to do that God has asked us to do. We need to know scripture. We need to know his word. So my obedience and dragging my feet through the Bible right now, I know there's favor in his grace and welcoming me back to the Bible. And I know eventually the passion will come back. And the other thing is I'm going to start recording again this summer, watching a baby full time during the week. Because when I started the YouTube channel, I wasn't working. And I didn't have a baby to watch. So I was able to record during the week while everyone's in school. But now I have the baby. And I'm like, yeah, when she's asleep, I want to eat my lunch and watch a little bit of TV, you know, or whatever. So anyways, that's God's been highlighting. Get back into my Bible.
Yeah, it's neat that it seems like that's been a common theme that a few of our guests have been talking about recently is, you know, passion and obedience, and how our world is continuously saying, follow your passion, follow your passion, follow your passion. But sometimes the Lord just wants us to be obedient, even when we're not passionate about it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he'll bring the passion back as we continue in our obedience. He'll bring us back into that passion.
Yeah. That's right. Preach it.
Well, I'm just reiterating what you said. I don't need to preach. Woo!
Dang, I said, I am... That's pretty good. You should watch my YouTube channel. I was kidding.
Okay, so what is your YouTube channel so that we can keep you accountable to reading the Bible?
It is called Bible Addict. So
Bible Addict with Trisha LaChica. Yeah. So if you are not passionate about reading the Bible and you want to get back into it, you can join Trish on her journey to reading the Bible.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I only read one chapter every episode in the same book. And I don't know how to pronounce half the words from the Bible, and I stumble, and I laugh at myself, and I give you my ridiculous take on that chapter and, like, what God highlighted. And, you know, there are some serious episodes, but, yeah, it's just, like, I wanted to help them along. So, actually, I should rewatch my videos to help myself, like, to get back into my Bible. I should probably just rewatch my videos. Anyways.
And then you'll probably be sitting there like, wow, I said that? That's so good.
And then I'll be happy again to re-record it. Yeah.
So the reason that we have Trish on for this second time on this episode is that at Brett and Brittany's wedding, really, I felt like Trish had something to say about moms and being a mom and her journey as a mom. And with Mother's Day coming up this week, we really wanted to be this to be an episode where we honor the moms and their journeys. So not just the physical moms, but also spiritual moms, because we recognize that, you know, there are some people that don't have children of their own, but they have taken an interest in helping other people to develop in their character and their spiritual lives. And so we want to honor you too. So if you're as a spiritual mom, we want to honor all the moms out there.
Oh, I could not have gotten through this last 4 or 5 years without like my spiritual mamas, for sure.
Yeah, so we want to honor you too. So Trish, can you start us off with some of your thoughts at what God's been doing on your mom journey?
Wow. Okay, so I have 3 boys, 17, 15, and 9. So those are my 3 boys. And let me tell you, I became a mom and I was just a broken person. Mm. And this is just my journey. So I'm not like, this is literally just me and my journey. And, you know, there are broken people out there that are terrific moms. So this is just me and my experience. So super broken person. Of course, goes back to my childhood, like almost every person. And so luckily I went all in like with God, like a couple of years or like five, I don't even know how many years ago. But one of the things that first happened was like just inner healing. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to start off with that because I started to get inner healing because I was a stay-at-home mom, which I think that was like the perfect recipe for the disaster of my horrible parenting. Well, my 2 kids at the time. And so it was really bad. So I received inner healing, and from there it was like instant. Because God said, go to this place. I went to Tennessee and I received inner healing 4 days by myself. Well, in a facility. I had no phone. I had nothing. Mm. And it was me, the therapist, and God. Mm. And so when I came home, I sat each one of my family members down. I had to apologize for everything I've done. I didn't go into specifics, but I apologized. And literally, God just took over. Mm. But I do want to rewind to when, you know, like I had my firstborn. Mm. I don't have family around here. I didn't have any help. I was a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, I think I had postpartum when I had Christian. And he was this little itty-bitty baby. And he wanted to cry all night. And Mark just started his job with Edison. So he was like still in Edison school and tired. And he would be up all night with Christian because I was like, I can't do this. So like, that was like the start of my motherhood. Like I couldn't even take care of my baby, you know, in my mind. And, you know, that was just like here, you know? And so, yeah, I feel like that's where it all began. And then, you know, I mean, things got better and then Christian was 1.5 years and I got pregnant again. And, you know, so you're tired and I have anger issues. And I mean, it was really, really bad. Like if you listen to the episode before this, we talked about like our crappy marriage, but it wasn't like crappy every day. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I was like abusive every single day. And it was like cloudy days. Right. It was just, you know, like I just had anger issues and they came out when they came out. Mm-hmm. You know, and taking it out on a 2-year-old, you know, like that's really sad.
And one thing that stands out to me about your journey too is God's grace over Christian this whole time. You know, I remember, you've been sharing some of these stories about, you know, how you felt like you were broken and then you would lash out or different things. Mm-hmm. But I remember one of my favorite stories about Christian when he was little was it was after Pastor Barry did a multi-generational service and he showed all of these stars and these galaxies and different things on the screen. And then later that week you had shared that Christian started drawing these pictures and you asked him, what is it? And he said, it's what Pastor Grape showed at church. That's and right. You're like, who's Pastor Grape? Oh, you mean Pastor Barry.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because I wanted Barry to know that the kids are listening at the multi-generational, because my kid, Christian, was out of control kid, but, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, out of control, because I was out of control. Like, I just wanted to clarify that. So he was a kid jumping from the stage, like multi-generational service. He would be up on the steps, jumping down, probably freaking everyone out, jumping on the pillows. But he gets home and he starts drawing these crazy galaxy pictures because of what Barry said. So I just needed Barry to know these kids are jumping around, but they're listening to you.
Yeah. And see, so God's grace has been on him this whole time.
The whole time.
And it's been neat for me to see him as he's been growing and stepping into, you know, for Christian, it seemed like a lot of people had spoken words of leadership over him and different things. And to see him now where he is and stepping into some of those leadership roles and positions and standing up for his faith, that's been a real neat journey for me to watch too. But I think a lot of it has to do with how you and Mark have been leading him as his parents and you know, your journey as a mom and some of the things that you've shared about how God has been leading you as a mom too.
I think God uses the good, the bad, and the ugly in our life, right? Mm-hmm. To turn that around and make you into this amazing person, right? So I'm not saying what I did was right, but let me tell you, having me as his mom, sure, tough. He is one tough cookie, so the bad part was I was this horrible mom that pretty much like abused him, right? Like more with my words, but, he is tough now. Like there were like, we're like the same person almost. Right. So it's like,
well, sometimes when people are the same person, that's when they butt heads.
Yeah,
right?
So we would butt heads. And then I have Josh, my middle child, super quiet introvert. Right. So he probably learned a lot watching me and Christian fight, which was sad. Like, that's a whole other story of abuse, but we'll just like, you know, he had to witness that. So I don't even know, you know, he probably still has to work out that stuff of witnessing the abuse. But I mean, I would like, Christian would be 5 and we would be fighting like I was a 5-year-old and we would be fighting. And he would say, I hate it here. I hate this house, right? And my anger would go from like 0 to 1,000. Mm. And I would like grab this 5-year-old and like throw him out of the house. I'm telling that story with shame still, but I just need you all to know, like, this was serious, like anger issues and what Christian had to endure growing up. And I would slam the door on him and he would bang on the door and he'd be like, let me in. And I'm like, get out of my house. Like, serious. Like, I would do things like that. Like, I'm telling you. So what he endured as a child, and then fast forward to 13, he was about 13 when I received inner healing. And like you said, God's hand was on this child his whole life, because at 13, I went to him sobbing and I just apologized for everything. And then he just cried with me. Mm. Oh my God. I didn't think I was going to cry. So he forgave me. Mm. And I apologized to all 3 kids and especially Mark. But so when I apologized, I think the main, I don't know, I lost my word, but like I stay consistent. Mm-hmm. So I no longer, like literally God delivered me from all that anger.
Yeah. So there was a transformation in you.
Transformation in me. And I didn't go back to that old mom ever. I mean, until recently, like I went off on him recently, but that's a whole other story. But, and just God was in that, you know what I mean? Because it had been 4 years since we've had a fight. Like that's a long time. And these are his teenage years. Mm-hmm. We have the best relationship. he tells me more than I probably should know. Mm. Like, which I love.
Yeah, I think any parent, if you ask them if their teenager was able to have a good relationship with them, they would say, yeah, that's, we would want that, right?
I love, love having teenagers. And it really makes me sad when parents are like, I hate it. Like, this is the worst time of my life. And oh, it hasn't been all peaches and cream. Mm-hmm. No. But the difference is our relationship has been great. Mm-hmm. No fighting. Now he's gone through trials and fires and everything on for himself and his personal life mm-hmm. in these 4 or 5 years. But what we have is like golden, mm-hmm. like literally solid relationship that only God could mend. Because mm-hmm. if you remember the stories that I just told, you know, he had it rough. He had it super rough.
So when you said that you came to him and apologized, was that hard for you? Or was, because I think for a lot of parents mm-hmm. to admit wrongdoing mm-hmm. and to come to that place where it's like, I'm sorry, like mm-hmm. from a legitimate, you know,
yeah.
I think for a lot of people that would be really difficult. So, but I think that really set the tone mm-hmm. for him to recognize like, no, she wants something deeper and something more. And she's willing to like lay down her guard, lay down like kind of, you'd shared before, die to yourself mm-hmm. to be able to facilitate yeah. relationship with him. So can you share with us a little bit about that journey?
Yeah. So, you know, I probably had apologized before at some point, like, you know, when you just do little mess ups as parents. But this one was different. I literally, God did a miracle in 4 days. Mm. And I came back, I want to say broken, but in like the best way, mm. like gracefully broken. Because when I came back, it was not hard to apologize to them, but it was scary. Because he's 13, Josh is 11, Nick was a baby, quote unquote baby still, you know, not really so much a baby, but he could have told me like, screw you, mm-hmm. nah, you're like, you're the devil, or no, I don't accept your apology, right? That's, mm-hmm. I mean, so that's what I say, that was scary,
yeah.
because you don't know how the person is going to take it, and he had every right mm-hmm. to tell me no. But he embraced me. I mean, it was like that surreal moment, like mm. you only see in movies, of just two broken people becoming whole mm-hmm. together. You know, like that's the only way that I can explain it. And I never went back. Mm. And I just stayed true to what God like delivered me from, mm-hmm. never went back. And we have this crazy, hilarious, sometimes got to remind him I'm the mom relationship because I'm not trying to be his friend. And I'm always like, boy, you don't show me that video. Like, I'm your mom. I'm not your friend, you know, but it's like he's 17. So it's like we're trying to do this dance of he's becoming a man, mm-hmm. but yet he's still my child. Like, so it's like this line that we're both like, learning, mm-hmm. you know, he's my first baby. And so, I can't read, you know, he'll be a senior next year and I can't read books without like crying now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm reading a book with Nick and the oldest son went off as a Marine mm-hmm. and the mom was sobbing and Nick looks at me and I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, are you crying? And I was like, Nick, leave me alone. I'm thinking about Christian, you know, because, you know, he'll be out of the house soon. And I literally just want to cry all the time. Mm. So you'll see me next year, a mess. And it's beautiful because I don't want him out of the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in a sense, you have to grow up and get out. But
so you went from this 5-year-old kid that you're like, get out of the house, to now it's like, oh, man, I want him in the house. I kind of like it that he's in here.
Don't leave me. That's 1,000%. And I never even thought of that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy that I used to do that. And now I'm like, don't leave me. And, you know, I'll send like, just to let you all know, since this is a Mother's Day episode, we do not let our kids have phones mm-hmm. until well, Christian was 16. Mm-hmm. So he's our first one. Josh is now almost 15 and a half. So he'll be getting his phone soon. And it's kind of nice. Like, he has Instagram, and I'll send him videos of, like, moms or like, adult guys talking about their moms. And then he'll respond, like, you're a W, mom. And that means, like, big win. Like, you know, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm a wreck. So, yeah.
I mean, I think what's awesome about your story is it just shows that no matter how far apart you guys are or were, like, God is in the reconciliation business, and he had a bigger plan for you and your family and your kids, where, you know, kind of like we just talked about, you were ready to kick Christian out at five, and now it's like, I love our relationship. Love we're it. In a great place. He thinks I'm a big win, so that's a plus. So it's not just me that likes him, but it seems like he likes me too.
He's a baseball player, and he has to carry all this gear after games. And he'll come up to me, and he grabs my chair, and he wants to walk with me. He'll put his arm around me sometimes in public. And, you know, I'm just, like, relishing in every moment with him. But I do want to, like, also say, you know me. So sorry. If you don't know me, I go all over the place. So, Damon, you'll have to reel me in. But I feel like this is super important for your kids to grow up knowing this part of it. After I apologized, what God downloaded, you know, because he gets all the credit. I can't, like, think of things on my own like this. So literally all the time now, like, I feel like we don't have to say it anymore because it's ingrained in our kids that we are your earthly parents. Mm. So my kids know we are earthly, and we're just going to mess up till the day we die. Like, you know, we'll say comments, or, you know, we are earthly parents. And what does that mean? Mm-hmm. But the important part is you have a heavenly father, mm-hmm. and he is perfect. He is the one to fill that void in you. Mm-hmm. Not us, not your schooling, not girlfriends, not, you know, sports, like, mm-hmm. nothing is going to fill that except God and his perfect everything. So he literally knows, and I have probably, since he's been 13, he's 17 now, have apologized like a million times. So I am now like a professional apologizer. But I do want to just quickly touch on my big blow up with him. Mm. Maybe almost a year ago. It's a really embarrassing story. So I'm going to tell you my another.
Well, you can't just say it's an embarrassing story and leave it at that. Oh, no. You kind of have to tell us.
I'm going to tell you because it had been 4 years, right? I have never blown up on him since. Mm. And my biggest frustration with Christian is school. Mm. You know, school just gets in his way. So I'm just like, I need you to graduate. I just need the high school diploma, right? So I'm not even like, you know, we go to an Asian church, so it's funny learning, like, Asians are, like, A's, A's, A's.
And Asians are stereotypically.
Okay. Yeah, we're breaking that, right? Yeah. We're breaking that. So I'm over here, like, I just need, like, D's equals diploma, right? I just need you to pass.
When we were talking about Mother's Day, I mentioned to Trish something about Tiger Mom, and she's like, I don't even know what Tiger Mom is.
I was like, what's a Tiger Mom? I'm like, you got to remember, I'm Mexican, so I'm also a chupacabra mom. Maybe that's what I am. Well, you know what? We'll just coin that, and we'll just say that's what I am. So, okay, back to my embarrassing blow up, like, less than a year ago. Sorry if I, like, totally start crying again. But so he started driving, and this is the worst part, because he was driving, and I brought up his grades because he started having missing assignments again, and I wanted to, like, just choke him. So I started drilling him because I'm just like, dude, we're not asking much from you. And now we're going on 4 years of this, though, of, like, pulling my hair out for missing assignments. And so he's driving. This is the worst part. And we're almost home, and he kind of snaps at me because I'm like, bah, 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 you know, one of those moms, right? Like, because I'm done. Mm. I feel rightfully so. Like, you should hear it. If you're going to dig yourself a hole, you're going to hear it from me. Mm. So he kind of, But it was just the perfect like disaster because he was like, I know. Like that's what he said. It wasn't even bad, but he like yelled it at me. And I saw red. I went crazy. And he's driving, right? And I was like, hindsight's 2020. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I helped him like when he has a psychotic girlfriend in the car and she goes off and he can stay cool under pressure. This will help him at some point of his life. So literally, I was like, don't you scream at me! Like, but probably worse than that. Literally, I don't cuss. I don't. In my past, I used to. I dropped like 7 F-bombs. I'm sorry. Yes, this is a Christian podcast. I'm telling you the truth.
It's unfiltered. We're unfiltered on this.
You have me on this podcast. It's going to be totally unfiltered. I dropped F-bombs on him. Like, shut up with some F-words. And literally punched him in the arm. He's driving, Damon. He's driving. And I straight up punched him. I have not laid hands on him like since he, you know, and I'm thinking, damn, he's 17. He could totally just punch me. Like I would be knocked out. But, and then I say, pull over. I screamed for like maybe a minute. And then he pulls over and he gets out and I drive and we get home. And then it hits me like, I have to tell Mark this story. Like, I'm going to be in trouble now, right? I'm, like, totally, like, child now. Like, I have to tell Dad what I just did. And, like, I don't know, like, what kind of fight are Mark and I going to have? Like, because if he told me this story, I don't think – I wouldn't be happy. I would be like, now my hands are going to be on you, Mark. You know what I mean? Like, I could touch my kid, but you can't touch him. It's stupid. Anyways, so we get home and – I tell him everything and he just stays quiet. And Christian's in his room because I'm still mad, but now I'm embarrassed for my behavior though. And I tell Mark everything and then he looks at me and he'll tell you like funny now. He'll be like, I was so scared to tell you this. But he goes, I just need you to go for a walk for 15 minutes. And he was scared to tell me that. And I did. I went walking for 15 minutes. And I came home and I wasn't mad anymore, but I was like, I was just like, so it's like I had shame and I was mad and you know, nothing was resolved yet. And I go like kind of lay on the couch and I didn't know anything that what if Mark interacted with Christian at all. And I'm on the couch and Christian comes and like lays on me, you know, like if you're on your side on the couch and he just like a big teenager flops their body on you. And he, like, hugs me and he goes, I'm sorry, Mom. After I did that to him. And I looked at him and I said, no, I'm sorry. You know? And we had this, like, moment of, I feel like all the work that we had done in the 5 years, like, just overflowed of, like, my son came to me. You know, and apologized first, you know, and fast forward, like after all that, you know, later on that night, I was like, did you tell him something to Mark? You know, I was like, did you go talk to him? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a talk with him.
Mark told him Mark, to go apologize.
Yeah. And Mark said, no, literally, I was just praying the whole time. And God said, go to his room. And you'll know what to do. So Mark goes into Christian's room while I'm on my walk. And he's laying on the floor just staring at the ceiling. And Mark goes, kisses him on the forehead and tells him, everything's going to be okay, bud. And walks out. And from that moment, I'm like so going to cry.
Man, like, I'm getting emotional after this story.
I'm like going to cry now on his own. And he didn't tell him anything else. And he came and apologized. And there's just like times where, you know, he has a girlfriend now and he's like, she's upset about something that her mom said. And he's like, I got to tell her, like, her parents are earthly parents. And I was like, oh my God, I get it. Like, God, it's all God. I mean, we are just the vessels and we are messed up vessels. But if we can just stay with God, look at what he can do. I messed up screaming at my son, dropping bad words, and punched him. And look at what came from that. Mm. Like, beauty from ashes, right? Like, I would say that was, like, you can't get any better than that. And I'm just, like, in awe of this kid. So, anyways, let me get a tissue.
Yeah, so obviously you're doing something right. Can't say that everything's been wrong. But it's neat because with your journey, you know, you've recognized how the Lord has healed you and transformed you and brought you to this place. And it's neat that it's part of this, you know, theme that's been, another theme that's been going on. You know, we just recently had on Jody talking about healing and wholeness. So there are, you know, ministries at our church that if you are feeling in a broken place, kind of like Trish was before, that we do have some ministries in our church that can help you to bring wholeness and help to bring healing in those areas. You know, we just recently had the cleansing retreat, and I've been hearing that there's another one coming up that isn't affiliated with our church, but there is another cleansing retreat that Pastor Timothy is hosting coming up that's available to people. If you're feeling like you want this type of transformation that Trish experienced, that there's avenues to receive healing and wholeness and what that can do for our relationships. And your story with you and Christian, it's a neat picture of how God has redeemed this whole thing and taken, you know, like we said, from this one place where you're ready to kick him out to a place where you guys are in this really good relationship, because God is, that's the type of God that he is he's a redeemer. Yep. He wants reconciliation. Yep. And he wants that for all of our families. So for all the moms out there, no matter what your relationship is with your kids, whether it's awesome, which is awesome, or if you feel like you're stuck in that place where there's estrangement or there's walls, barriers, different things, that God is a God of redemption and reconciliation, and he wants that for you.
Yeah, one thing that for sure, that's a great point, that because he was about 13 when all this happened, and the devil would tell me it's too late. And another redemption story that I won't get into, but I had a horrible childhood and my parents are still alive. And speaking of deliverance team, like our deliverance ministry, I've been to a few. And let me tell you, I have not spoken to my parents about all the hurt, but I have forgiven. And so whether a broken relationship with an adult child, like your child's already 30, it's never too late. Or if you're the child with hurt, you can actually be delivered and you can forgive your parents without even receiving an apology. You know what I mean? And so I think that's super important, because I went away to Tennessee for 4 days, but since then I've had like 3 deliverances. It's going to be a never ending, like, we live in a broken world, so you can probably have a million deliverances in your lifetime, right? Of just cleansing yourself. So I think that's a super important part, that your child is never too old, or you also can be free from the hurt of your own parents. Like, it works both ways. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a great way to close our show. Yeah. Thanks, Trish, for coming on. You have anything last words you want to say for the moms?
No, because it'll probably take like 15 more minutes. My stories are long.
So for all you moms out there, we hope you have a great Mother's Day. We hope that God really blesses you. And until next time, may you see God's heart for you to flourish in every season.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.